Hello.
Hi, James. This is Nadine Medina
Hey.
with Local Splash. How are you? Happy Friday.
Good, Local Splash. You too.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I hope I didn't catch you at a bad time. I'll make sure to be brief. Okay. So I know the last time when we had spoke, you said to follow back up with you like mid-March. And so I just wanted to check in. How are things going with the business?
It's going okay.
Okay. I don't know if you remember, we had talked about, it was actually the local SEO and Google's pay-per-lead program. It was a while back.
Right.
We talked about it probably the beginning of February. And so
Right. You
had mentioned, well, you know, check back in mid-March, see kind of where we're at. So that's why I was calling, just to see how everything is going. And, I mean, I don't know, would this be something that would still interest you?
Well, I mean, I don't know how it works. I mean, when you say pay-per-lead, so I don't know how it works, you know?
Yeah, so basically, it's, you'll see it at the very tippy top of the page. It used to be called Local Service as Google Guaranteed. So it's where you pay per the lead, but the lead actually comes to you in the form of a phone call that you don't share with anyone. It's not like a Thumbtack lead or an Angie's lead. You know, Home Advisor, if you use those kind of leads where, you know, they send you the info, right? And then you got to turn around and call it.
Right.
Okay. This is an actual lead that is an actual direct phone call from that potential prospect to you by them finding you on Google. Okay. So that program, what it requires is for you to get approved for it is that they run a background check, right? They just want to make sure that you don't, you know, have any felonies in the last 7 years, okay, which I know we had actually both talked about it, that you were qualified for it. And just to kind of reiterate on that, you know, I know that specifically what you do is roofing, right? So for the roofing category, okay, aside from running the background check on you, they do require for you to carry at least a minimum of $250,000 in general liability insurance.
Right.
Which I think you mentioned you carried more than that, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, right.
Okay.
I don't know what the exact dollar amount, but I think it's like $100,000. Well, I don't know. I'm saying $100,000. I'd have to look at it and see.
Yeah. From what I remember in my notes, I had you stating that, yes, you had the amount of insurance that was required or more.
Yeah, not $100,000, a million, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you
it's
might
a million, I think.
And there's no license required for it, right? Now, for that program, there's, you know, a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do is we send you the application, you fill it out, upload your insurance document. And what we do is we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, James, the approval, I will say, I always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. However, it really depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. I mean, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks, okay? However, once you're approved, we'll call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads to turn them on within 3 days, unless if you told us otherwise, okay? So to activate those leads, right, to turn them on, you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $1,092. And that would give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, your leads are $84. Okay? Now, the kicker on it is, let's say someone called you, I don't know, to do a bathroom remodel. That's got nothing to do with roofing. That's an unqualified lead and will be credited back. If they're calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. Now, what Google would consider a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, right, talked about an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that would be qualified, okay? Now, there's a tracking number that Google will assign that is linked to your phone, And so they have the AI system set up to identify the qualified and unqualified. However, we also have our team that's managing it. So now if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to get that credit back to you. Okay? If you only got one lead in that month, what is left over from that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now that means, James, is that you're only paying $84 for the lead that you got the month before because the remaining balance that you had rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yes, but in other words, I paid $1,000 up front.
$1,092. Unless... Yeah. It's not every single month. We want you to have that budget in your account every month. So basically, if you got two leads the month before, then you know you're only putting back what you need to get the budget back up to the 1,092, which would be paying for the two leads, okay, at $84 each. Make sense? It's like having, I would say, a prepaid card, right? You got $1,092 on it. Every time you swipe it, it's $84. But that next month, you got to have $1,092 on your prepaid card, so you just put back what you need to get it back to the $1,092.
Right, right.
Okay.
All
now,
right.
If you were going on vacation, you landed a job that's going to kind of put you out for 2 weeks that you're bombarded, what you do is you shut off your leads. You call and you say, shut them off. We shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. And when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Okay? So you got a little bit more control over it. Are you still targeting a 50-mile radius right now for potential clients?
Yes.
And this will allow you to target wherever your insurance and license covers you. I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state of North Carolina, you could, but I wouldn't recommend it. Put you out too far.
Right.
Unless if the money was right for you, huh?
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, I don't know. In all honesty, like, how do you feel about this program?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty good as long as the leads come in. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been part of programs that, you know, I pay and then the leads just don't come in like they're supposed to, you know what I mean?
Are you talking, referring to the Angie's leads? Because I know you were with them at one time. I don't know if you're still using that program, but I did see a listing there.
Yeah.
Their lead service is a little different because with them, right, you're on their website, basically listed on their directory, okay? And what happens is, they send you a lead, okay? You get that information on the lead, and you got to call it, right? Well, the only tough part, I think, is this, is that if you don't call that lead right away, someone else is going to beat you to the call only because there's like two or three other companies aside from yourself that are also receiving that lead, right? And I don't say it to badmouth Angie's. It's just how their process is, okay? So someone like you who's been, you've been doing this, what, 7 years now? Probably a little bit longer than that. I think in my notes it said you had been in business for 7 years. I feel, not even knowing you that well, James, that you have no problem closing your jobs as long as you got them on the phone, right?
Right, right.
And the quality work is there, you know what I mean? Even looking at pictures of some of the work that you've done, it's quality work, right? You didn't just start up a roofing company yesterday. You've been doing this for some time. So you know what you're doing. Your prices are competitive, and the quality work is there, okay? So I don't know what your experience might have been with Angie's. You know, some people have mixed feelings about it. Some people love it. Some people hate it. You know, but I also believe that it's, if they're not aware that they're sharing the leads, it makes it really tough for someone, right? Especially if you're not calling the lead right away. What was your experience with them, or are you still using them now?
No, I quit using them.
Okay. Where would you say a lot of your work comes from now?
It's just word of mouth.
Wow, that says a lot about your company. Definitely that the quality work is
just,
there.
Yeah, it's got to the point.
Yeah.
You know, when you spend $20,000-$25,000 for different things in a year, you know, it just, I don't know, it just hadn't worked out. You know what I mean?
I understand. I definitely understand, you know, when you're making a lot of investments in your company to even expand it more, right, to generate more business, and it doesn't pan out, that's a pretty good chunk of money, right? I'll tell you that this program, there's no contract, okay? It's monthly. Hello? James? Hey, James.